Next item, please.
Mr. Chairman, the next item on the agenda is consider approving and presenting the 2020 Texas Rain Catcher Awards. Shay Luther will present to the board on this item. And I also have a visitor registration card from Ms. Robin Gray, who's managing director of the Wimberley Valley Watershed Association. She's registered her opinion for the Rain Catcher Awards, and she's indicated that she does wish to address the board.
Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman Lake, Director Jackson, and Director Pop. For the record, my name is Shay Luther of the Executive Administrator Staff. If I could have just a moment to share my screen. The Rain Catcher Award began in 2007 and is now in its 13th cycle. The award recognizes excellence in the application of rainwater harvesting systems, promotes water conservation, and highlights new technology. This year, we received 13 applications, and out of those 13, staff are recommending that 6 receive the 2020 Rain Catcher Award. In the educational government category is the Wimberley Independent School District's One Water School Blue Hole Primary. Wimberley ISD approached design and construction of the primary campus using the One Water concept, which looks at drinking water, wastewater, storm water, and gray water as a single resource. The campus collects and stores rainwater and air conditioner condensate for toilet flushing and landscape irrigation through an advanced reuse system. Estimates show that the system can reduce the campus water consumption footprint by approximately 90%.
Thank you, Shay. Quite a collection of projects there. Incredible stuff. We have someone who would like to speak on this item.
Hi, directors and chairman and staff. My name is Robin Gary. I'm the managing director of the Wimberley Valley Watershed Association, and I'm glad to be here virtually with you today. We're so proud of the collective accomplishment that is Wimberley ISD's One Water School Blue Hole Primary. The honor of the Rain Catcher Award will be shared by the many hands and minds that came together to make this a reality, not just theory. The Wimberley Valley Watershed Association has a long history of preserving and protecting water resources in Hays County and in the greater Hill Country. Locally, we see water resources that are stressed and oversubscribed because of growth and development. And when Wimberley ISD announced that it would build a new campus for its primary school, we realized it was the perfect opportunity to put the STEM principles of the One Water approach into practice. After all, we go to great efforts to teach our kids science, technology, engineering, and math. Why not build them a school that showcases those same principles and help protect our community water supply? This One Water School was a quadruple win scenario. The students and families win because their school incorporates these STEM principles through innovative design elements and involves the students as part of the solution. The school district benefits because of the lower recurring operating costs than that of a traditional campus. The community benefits because of the low water demand on limited shared water resources. And society wins because the One Water theory has been put into practice where it can be measured, modified, and improved so that it can better address water shortage challenges in projects to come, so in the future. Thank you all for your recognition and for this award. We're all in this together, and we're a proud partner with Wimberley ISD, the Meadows Center, and all the contractors that have made Blue Hole Primary truly exceptional. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ms. Gary, for your comments and all the hard work on this tremendous project and all the other initiatives y'all work on out there. Rain Catcher's a culmination of a lot of work by a lot of people to help preserve our water resources. So thank you for being here virtually. Questions, comments, Director Jackson, Director Pop?
I would just say she said it all. I wish we could take that and we need to take that presentation and put it out on our website. I mean, anybody who hears the benefits that she described, and you know, I really appreciate you recognizing all of the participants, including the contractors. But you know, the real credit goes to, I think, the leadership within these communities that are moving forward with these type of projects. And you know, that's kind of the starting point. And also the fact that, you know, what we're seeing here, Shay, and I really appreciate you, you know, highlighting this as you went through your presentations, is that, you know, yes, we all know that, you know, preserving water and utilizing rainwater prevents kind of like that next gallon, if you will, that had to be developed and the costs that are associated with it. And there's a, you know, there's a passionate and a reason to do it that kind of comes from your heart. But we also know that, you know, by utilizing rainwater, we can affect a much more effective, cost-effective utilization. And so many of these projects you were able to describe, you know, kind of like that cost-benefit analysis. So appreciate people continuing to kind of make their presentations and their awards and what they kind of put into their applications better by, you know, quantifying what the benefits are and oftentimes sharing with us what, you know, the costs are in terms of, you know, being much more cost effective. So appreciate your work. Really appreciate you taking the time and coming today for our virtual presentation. And like I said, you said it all. These are great projects. When everything kind of lifts with COVID-19, I'd like to, you know, continue to go out and meet with all of them and see them firsthand. So thanks a lot. Very exciting. And it's some great work that y'all are doing. Thanks, Shay. Thanks for your work.